You know, that saying, with God, all things are possible. With man, it's impossible. That always strikes me when we run into it. Why, you know, there's tons of miracles in the Bible. Why with Mary is that such a, is that associated? I don't know if I have an authoritative answer why, but it is an amazing thing. We know just from our modern biology that women have two Y chromosomes, right? Men have an X and a Y. So how does, you know, perhaps we could come up with this idea of, well, somehow in a woman, the two Ys would fuse together and you would have a baby daughter. But Jesus is a baby boy. So he not only has a Y chromosome from Mary, but he also, God miraculously provides the X. And you have a virgin who bears a son. With us, this is impossible. But with God, all things are possible. As we were reading the beginning collect this morning, Almighty God, unto whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hid, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of thy Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love thee and worthily magnify thy name. You know, some of our brothers and sisters will say, well, Mary had to be without sin. But I don't know if that's necessarily the case. Jesus, the presence of Jesus in our lives cleanses us from sin. And we just read that right here. The inspiration of thy Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit comes into us, upon us, and cleanses us from our sin as well. When we were reading the collect this morning. O Lord, pour thy grace into our hearts, that as we have known the incarnation of thy Son, Jesus Christ, by the message of the angel, so by his cross and passion, we may be brought unto the glory of his resurrection. Again, there's that idea of the Spirit pouring himself into us, purifying us, cleansing us. Now, certainly Mary must have been an amazing young woman. But it's the presence of God that truly makes her the temple, the place where God and man come together, and is the forerunner of our church. The church is the place where God and man are united, and of course, Christ himself is the true temple. Amazing things that we can't really understand, but thanks be to God, with God, all things are possible. With man, it's impossible. We don't have to understand. God takes care of those things for us. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.